Oasis Audio presents 5 Conversations You Must Have With Your Daughter by Vicki Courtney. Read for you by Pam Ward.
I'm Wayne Shepherd for Oasis Audio. Vicki Courtney is the author of 5 Conversations You Must Have With Your Daughter, now available as an audiobook from Oasis. And Vicki is a mom who happens to be an author and speaker, reaching over 150,000 girls and their mothers a year through her ministry. And you can learn more about her at her website, VickiCourtney.com. But I'm glad to say she's on the line with me right now. Vicki, it's great to have a few moments to talk to you about your life and what you do.
Well, thanks so much. I'm looking forward to it.
All right. Now, the title of your book is 5 Conversations You Must Have With Your Daughter, not may want to have or think about having, but must have. Am I on the right track here?
Oh, absolutely. And I need to tell you that really those conversations were developed after about a decade spent in the trenches of ministry to primarily teenage girls, college women, and their mothers. Some of the events I do today are actually, they go as young as tween girls, which is considered 8 to 12 years old, on up, you know, to 18. And so as I began doing those events and getting sort of a front row seat, if you will, to what's really going on issue-wise, what your average church girl's struggling with, then I felt just a real burden to get that message out to mothers. And, of course, I am a mother of a daughter. I have 2 sons and a daughter. And so I was concerned about a lot of what I was hearing, what I was seeing, and began to develop these into critical conversations that I feel like every mom, like you said, must be having mm-hmm. with her daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the whole premise of those conversations being that they're ongoing in nature. This is not just a... you check it off your to-do list. Oh, I had conversation number 1. Boom, I'm done. You know, I mean, this is ongoing. And so I try to equip the moms with tools to start touching on these topics when they're young. Some of them you need to wait. Mom needs to use discernment for that. But a lot of what I talk about, I mean, we need to start addressing these topics at a young age.
Yeah, well, I was thinking as I read your book that it's not too early for mothers of toddlers to be thinking along these lines.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I run into moms who tell me stories, you know, about their 5-year-old in kindergarten who goes out, you know, on the playground and someone tells her she's fat or she's ugly or, you know, those sorts of things which tie in directly to conversation number 1, you're more than the sum of your parts. And so, again, it's hopefully it will help moms foster a relationship with their daughters where they feel the freedom to come to mom and tell her when these things are happening. And then she can be initiating some critical conversations along the way as well.
Mm-hmm. Now, you mentioned your children there. Give me a fuller picture of your family and what they're doing these days.
Sure. I have 2 kids in college, and they attend Auburn University, and one is almost out, believe it or not. I can't believe it. And then the youngest is still in the house, and he's a junior in high school. So I've got a girl in the middle, and it was kind of ironic timing because as I was, I guess as the book was releasing, in fact, I remember receiving a copy in the mail for the book when it came out. You know, the author, generally, it's a good idea if the author gets a copy before it hits the store shelves.
Pretty good idea, right?
It is. And in this case, I don't know what happened, but I literally got the copy and was headed out the door to the airport my daughter was 1 week shy of starting her freshman year in college.
Huh.
And so it was just sort of ironic because I carried the book with me on the plane, I flip it over, and on the back cover it says, "From the cradle to college, tell your daughters the truth about life before they believe the culture's lies." And so, of course, I cried a little bit, and everybody probably stared at me and wondered what's going on. But I thought, you know, the irony of that moment that I'm holding the finished product of the book, and a lot of the, you know, readers may not understand when you write a book, it's really like birthing a child is the closest sort of analogy I can think to it. You know, you pour your heart and soul into it. There's an incubation period generally of about 9 to 12 months. So, and then you see the book, the finished product. And so by the time it came out and I was holding it in my hands for the first time, we had driven up there to move her in, and then I was going back up a week later, you know, to see her and make sure.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?